Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Nick Punch. Father Nick is a member of the St. Thomas More Preaching Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching today is entitled, Love Your Enemies.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When Jesus had finished all his words to the people, he entered Capernaum. A centurion there had a slave who was ill and about to die, and he was valuable to the centurion. When he heard about Jesus, he sent elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come and save the life of his slave. They approached Jesus and strongly urged him to come, saying, "He deserves to have you do this for him, for he loves our nation, and he built the synagogue for us." And Jesus went with them. But when he was only a short distance from the house, the centurion sent friends to tell him, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Therefore, I did not consider myself worthy to have you to come. But say the word, and let my servant be healed. For I too am a person subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes. And to another, 'Come here,' and he comes. And to my slave, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed, and turning, said to the crowd following him, "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith." When the messengers returned to the house, they found the slave in good health. The Gospel of the Lord. Being a U.S. citizen is a prize. Most Americans take that for granted. Yet people come from all over the world and know that they will never be able to attain citizenship. I am not a citizen and am only a permanent resident, a sort of second-class citizen, since I am an immigrant. Being citizens was very important for Jesus. The people there sadly had the shame of being a conquered nation and generally despised their Roman conquerors. So we need to remember this as Jesus heals the slave of a Roman soldier. But this soldier showed respect for Jesus, which was also unexpected. All this helps us understand better the teaching of Jesus to love your enemies. We do not live in a world that respects these teachings. I received scorn from a woman who asked me angrily, "Are you a US citizen?" I had to admit that I wasn't, although I am lucky because I regularly receive respect I don't deserve because I am a priest and also white. I read today about the people of Maine who welcome immigrant people from the Congo and Angola. We also welcome Somalis and Ethiopians in Minnesota. And I have met a number of them. I asked some of them recently if they found racism here in the US. And they told me, sadly, they did. And that is why family is so important for them. So Jesus, in healing the centurion slave, is teaching us never to be racists. Thank you for listening today. God bless.